earliest memory of my childhood is when I was 4 years old. That night haunts me till this day. Before we get there, I need to tell you something about myself. I'm a man fighting depression and poverty. I've survived hunger, drug abuse, and even death. And now it's time to share my adventure, hoping someone out there may feel that they are not alone. Okay, so back to my childhood where it all starts. I was lying next to my mother that night while she was telling me a bedtime story to make me go back to sleep. I remember sleeping next to her on just a mat and a pillow. My father came home pretty late that night. He doesn't greet any of us and goes directly into his room. We lived in an under-constructed one-story house back then. Our walls were just bricks and concrete, with no bed or any basic furniture. We probably just slept on the floor or even sat and ate on the floor. The only thing I'm thankful about is that we had a bathroom and a toilet with a door. Anyways, back to the story. So my father goes into his bedroom and changes into his pajamas. And I still remember every detail about that night like it was yesterday. He's sitting on a small steel stool, shirtless, his pot belly popping out. And he's sitting there holding his plate in his hands while my grandmother is serving hot food for him. He doesn't acknowledge our presence and is just busy talking to her. While my mother continues with the bedtime story, she stops and comments something to my father. Something about his affair with another woman. That angers him so much that he literally throws the plate on the floor. He rushes towards my mother, and before me and my mother could even react, he grabs her by the hair and drags her. I try my best to hold on to my mother, but my 4-year-old arms didn't have that kind of strength. I see my father's muscular grip on my mother's hair and dragging her by her back on the streets in the middle of the night. My mother is crying for help, while the helpless me is just watching it happen. The neighbors pop out of nowhere and intervene. I am crying while my mother is being beaten up by my father. The neighbors intervene and they separate him from my mother. And one of them takes me into their home. I spend the whole night crying, and the next thing I remember, everything goes blank.